Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So here's the deal. Yesterday, I talked on the show, at the start of the show, I came on exuberant about the Supreme Court killing the COVID vaccine mandate for private companies of 100 or more employees through the OSHA ruling. And by the end of the show, I was far less than exuberant. I was actually rather upset by the end of the show because it was very clear the more you studied it, the more you realize they left all kinds of openings, including the Supreme Court on the same day ruled that healthcare employees could, not could, but do face the mandate. And that's terrible because a lot of nurses listen to this show, a lot of doctors, a lot of healthcare employees, and all of them just got screwed. So by the end of the show, I suddenly realized the ruling wasn't that good. And Ron DeSantis is obviously with me. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who always seems to be on the right side of every issue, said yesterday the Biden administration's Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, vaccine mandate is utterly insane. He even used the same word I always use, insane. All of these things are insane. Reiterating, it defies logic by failing to recognize the reality of natural immunity. If you believe the Constitution, DeSantis said, like the Founding Fathers believed, the Constitution is one of limited and enumerated powers, you cannot authorize the federal government acting like a state police power. He said, explaining that the vaccine mandates are designed to end run around the constitutional structure. So we need the Supreme Court to come through and rule properly on that. And it's not just the OSHA mandate. You will have problems in other states that didn't provide protections like Florida did. The medical mandate for nurses and doctors, what they're trying to do, is absolutely insane. Explaining that Florida has provided protections for healthcare workers. And here's where he brings up what I brought up in the show yesterday. He says, so nurses were rehired. All these people, many of them have natural immunity, but there's a crunch on the staffing because you obviously have a lot more COVID, and then you have staff out sick with it. And by the way, he's not mentioned, the ones out sick are vaccinated. In other states, they fired nurses for not having vaxxed, even though most of them have immunity, so they fired them, but now they're shorthanded, so what are they doing? They're bringing back on the job vaccinated nurses that are currently COVID positive. That's what I brought up on the show yesterday. It's Abbott and Costello. It's incredible. If you're unvaccinated, what happens to you? You're fired. If you're vaccinated and you have COVID, what happens? You're hired in a hospital. It just makes no sense. So DeSantis continues, if you're unvaccinated, naturally immune, and uninfected, they fire you. But if you're COVID positive and vaxxed, which we know most of the people that are COVID positive now are vaxxed, they're going back on the job. He's the only governor that would ever say that. But listen, I say that on the radio every day, and I'm sure people listen to a liberal or moderate, and they go, oh, I don't believe a word Wayne Root's saying. Governor DeSantis just repeated exactly what Wayne Root said. The people that are COVID positive are all vaxxed. We know that. The vaccine doesn't work. So, good job, Ron DeSantis, bully you. A new poll finds only 10% of Americans trust the media on COVID, and only 30% trust Fauci. The only sad part about this poll is 63% trust their doctor. 30% Fauci, 10% the media, agree. Your doctor, 63%, I don't agree. Doctors are all either bought and sold and owned by big pharma companies or scared to the point of peeing in their pants that they'll lose their medical license if they say a bad word about the vaccine. So they just push the vaccine, and get paid. President Biden's trust on COVID, 15.5% agree with that. The media, 10.2%. 90% of Americans don't trust the media when it comes to COVID, and fewer than 1 in 5 trust Joe Biden. So I agree with the public on some of them, but you're putting way too much faith in your doctors. And by the way, I used to have that much faith in doctors, and I still like doctors, some of them. But the ones who are pushing the vaccine, I don't like. And I think it's very clear they either are completely delusional or they haven't learned anything since medical school and they have no clue. No clue at all with how bad this vaccine is. They haven't seen any of the studies. They're like a horse running a horse race with blinders on. They can't see what's on either side because all the facts are adding up to this is a disaster. But before I get to more COVID vaccine talk, let me talk about another issue that's really, to me, the biggest issue in America today, along with vaccines and the open borders. And it is now the city of Washington, D.C., which is the capital of our country, is saying you and I can't go there if we're unvaccinated. You can't even walk the streets of the nation's capital if you're unvaccinated. So I wrote a commentary yesterday. I think I read it on the show when it was still in its raw form, and I've kind of played with it and narrowed it down and changed some words and edited it. And this is now my final commentary, and I've gotten more response on this because I put it out at my website and at the Gateway Pundit, and it'll be a town hall over the weekend. I think I've gotten more response on this than anything I've written in a long, long time. People really loved it, so I'm gonna read it right now. My father almost died for his country fighting in Okinawa, and today his son can no longer walk the streets of Washington, D.C. without papers. This really struck people. People were very impressed that my dad, David Root, fought on Okinawa, which was the worst battle, pound for pound, maybe in the history of the United States. Worse than D-Day, worse than the Battle of the Bulge, worse than Iwo Jima, worse than any of them. Okinawa was that bad. My father tried to explain it to me, but it was beyond words what he faced there, behind enemy lines for the U.S. Navy, but on detachment as a radio operator behind enemy lines to the, I believe it was the 1st Marine Division. I think it was the 1st Marine Division that he was assigned to as a radio operator to go behind enemy lines and report back what he saw. And so he faced such instant death, and he made it through. And the things he told me about Okinawa were amazing. But here's the column. Thursday wasn't a good day for President Biden. First, the Supreme Court shouted, let's go Brandon, by killing his prized private employer mandate. And then Democrat Senators Manchin and Sinema destroyed his dreams of banning voter ID to ensure one-party rule in America. After hearing all that bad news, I'm guessing Biden put a lid on it and headed for the White House basement where his wife prepared baby food, fed him milk from a bottle, and then tucked him in with his favorite blankie. But we can't afford to rest because two short-lived victories. We have much work to do to save America from a communist fascist takeover. And believe me, these people will not rest. They're coming after us even stronger now. They don't ever get discouraged. They're communists. They keep coming. Like the Vietnamese communists in the Vietnam War. You kill 10,000 of them, another 10,000 come at you. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser just announced no one can leave their home or hotel without papers 24-7. You can't enter a restaurant, bar, retail store, department store, gym, or even walk the streets without government-issued photo ID plus proof of vaccine. This is happening in America. People like me, quote-unquote, like me, are banned from Washington, D.C. I'm not certain, however. Is it because I'm a Jew, a Republican, or unvaccinated? Probably all three. Let me make a few significant points here. Point number one, first my body, my choice. I'm going to try and sum this all up because we're running late with time because I started out with so many other stories. First, my body, my choice. Democrats live and die with that mantra when it comes to murdering innocent children in the womb, meaning abortion. But in D.C., when it comes to my body, I have no choice. I either take an experimental poisonous jab that could cripple or kill me, or I give up my job, my life, my social life, all my civil rights. Second, my father didn't almost die at the Battle of Okinawa during World War II, so his son could be banned from entering America's capital, Washington, D.C. This is a disgrace to anyone who ever fought or died for this country. Third, as a Jewish American, I see many echoes of Nazi Germany. Today is the unvaccinated who are being slandered, denigrated, persecuted, fired, and banned for the crime of not wanting to take the dangerous experimental COVID jab. Today's unvaccinated American is being called the same words as Jews in Nazi Germany. Dirty, filthy, dangerous, diseased, criminal, disloyal, selfish, someone who should be banned from society, no longer allowed to eat in a restaurant or have a drink amongst normal people, quote-unquote, normal people. What's next, yellow stars? Fourth, this is all about papers. Democrats claim that asking for proof of citizenship before you vote, which is like every 2 or 4 years, is like the Gestapo asking for papers. But to demand papers to eat food, buy groceries, or shop of real citizens, isn't Gestapo? Actually, it's more like Gestapo, Russia's KGB, East Germany's Stasi, combined with Communist China's forced labor camps. Finally, if COVID is such a national health emergency, quote-unquote, Why is Biden and his communist cabal open the border so millions of malnourished, tired, sick, and diseased illegal aliens can flood into this country with no health checks, no masks, and no vaccine mandates? Either this health emergency is pure fraud, intended to allow Democrats to rig and steal elections permanently with mail-in ballots and no voter ID, or this health emergency is real, and Democrat tyrants like Biden and Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., are purposely letting the whole world in to spread COVID, thereby creating crisis and hysteria, thereby giving themselves more power to control every aspect of our lives. My Jewish military veteran father was ready to die for this great country. What was he fighting for? Freedom. Now, all these years later, the tyrant mayor of D.C. thinks she can ban law-abiding, tax-paying citizens who pay her salary, who happen to have different political views from entering her town, America's capital. But I'll bet Mayor Bowser supports transsexual rights. I'll bet she thinks any man can identify as a woman, and we have to accept that. And they can use women's restrooms and play sports with our daughters and set female records, shut the women out, the real women out. We can all learn from that lesson. From now on, please consider me trans-vaccinated. I'm unvaxxed, but I identify as vaxxed. You'll have to take my word for it. If I think I'm vaccinated, I am. And if you misidentify me, you'll open up your business to million-dollar lawsuits. That's my message to Mayor Muriel Bowser. By the way, Muriel, let's go Brandon. And by the way, Muriel, you better build a big wall around Washington, D.C., because we're coming. You better build a really big wall. The biggest wall anyone's ever seen, because we're coming. Maybe someone should have thought about that on the border instead of around the White House and around Washington, D.C. You shouldn't have to protect the Capitol from the American people. You should have to protect the border from foreign invaders. Anyway, good job by Ron DeSantis. Sounds like he's reading my notes. Sounds like he's listening to the show or he's reading my columns, watching my videos. My latest video's out, by the way. My latest video podcast, America's Top 10. You'll find it right now at RootForAmerica.com. You're going to love my America's Top 10. Root for America right now. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals.
precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior. And capitalist evangelist, this show is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Come at you from the house that Root built and broadcast all over this great USA, all over this great country, the US of A by USA Radio Network. See, no coincidence. No pun intended. Broadcast across the USA by USA Radio. We love USA Radio. Very patriotic name for a great country, the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. The sponsor of this show is Energized Health. Now, John and Chelsea Jubilee, great friends of mine, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and recently they were guests at my wedding. That's how close friends I am with John and Chelsea. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than at age 50. What are you doing, Wayne Root? I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life, and the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept the fat off for over a year. I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. But don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of fans. They report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888, toll free, 444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, so this is the news story of the year. And I'm going to talk about it very quickly here. And in the next hour, I'll talk about it even longer. even more details. But it backs up everything I've ever said about the COVID vaccine. Okay, data from the Canadian province of Alberta, or I should say Alberta, Canada, stress the right syllable. Alberta, Canada, confirms figures from other nations contradicting this pandemic of the unvaccinated narrative. It shows a spike in COVID only after vaccination. Alberta's data is particularly useful because the province reports COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by each day after the first and second vaccine dose. And the most recent figures from the population of 4.4 million in Alberta, Canada, and this is all courtesy of, gosh, I don't have the name in front of me. He's on my show all the time. He's the former New York Times, Alex Berenson, former New York Times science and medicine reporter. So he's a brilliant guy with amazing credibility, and he's reporting on this data, but the data is direct from the government. So there's 4.4 million people in Alberta, and the results show hospitalizations soar and deaths soar all the days and weeks after people get their first vaccine dose. Can you imagine? Alex Berenson has figured it out. Alberta has figured it out. He points out the figures support the national data from Israel and Britain, which saw COVID deaths hit all-time highs after launching mass vaccination campaigns. So first they told us you wouldn't get COVID if you took the vaccine, and that turned out to be a total lie. Matter of fact, everybody that took the vaccine has COVID now. It's unbelievable. Everyone that's vaccinated has COVID. Everyone with COVID is vaccinated. Both sides are true, of the coin are true. There is a massive pandemic out there, and everybody that's sick, they've all been vaccinated. And by the way, a few of the unvaccinated are also sick, but much lower percentages. As I told you yesterday, numbers are out from England. Since August, 4 out of every 5 people who died of COVID were vaccinated. So are people still dying or unvaccinated? Yes, of course they are. It's a pandemic. It's a bad flu. A lot of people are very sick, weak, obese. They have cancer. They have heart disease. They have diabetes. And they're very old. And something's going to get them because they have so many morbidities. They're very old. And they're already at the age of death, meaning the average person dies at 78, age 78 in America. The average age of death in the year 2020 of COVID was 78. So it was almost all people that were already very sick and very old. But now in England, out of every 5 people who died of COVID since August, 4 out of 5 were vaccinated. That tells you it's not a pandemic of people with COVID who are sick, who are vaccinated. It's also, they told you you'd never die if you get vaccinated. It reduces dramatically. Not true. Based on these numbers from Alberta, Canada, based on these numbers from Israel, based on these numbers from England, they all match. And the truth is, once you get vaccinated, you die or you get sick, and they count you as unvaccinated. That's why they're able to lie and call it the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Because for 30 days after you get the first vaccine and 14 days after you get the second vaccine, they count you as unvaccinated. And I'm willing to bet you that after you get the booster, they have 14 days and they count you as unvaccinated. And that's when all the die-off occurs. Now you've got it. That's the scam. The vaccines are doing it, and they're calling them
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The black nationalist accused of driving through a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in a court where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted of any homicide charges. A snowstorm is already impacting parts of the country. Snow falling in cities like Minneapolis as the system moves through the region. Parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are under a winter storm warning, as some areas could see up to a foot of snow. That storm on Saturday expected to bring snow and freezing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol. COVID-19 by 84%. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes, and Dr. Zelenko has now developed Z-Stack. In one capsule, you get vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, and just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. I see it everywhere I go. Every conservative website in the country is talking about Z-Stack. Go to rootforamerica.com, my website, rootforamerica.com. We wanted to make it easy for you. Click on the link where you see the big Z for Zelenko and Z-Stack. Click on the big Z near the top, and it goes right to the purchase page, and you get your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Rootforamerica.com, where you get Z-Stack by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. All right, our guest is Brandon Tatum. Brandon Tatum, he's a former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His YouTube channel's The Officer Tatum has 1.75 million subscribers. His website is TatumReport.com. And so we love to have him on to talk about all the issues in America today that that are controversial, that are out there. We like to hear different views. And we welcome to the show in the new year, Brandon Tatum. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So I see that an officer pleaded for her life before the suspect allegedly fatally shot her with her own gun. I hate that we have to use the word allegedly fatally shot her with her own gun. I don't think there's much allegedly about it. You could see it right on camera, and they still call it allegedly. But in any case, a female officer pleaded for her life. Officer shot her with her own gun. I think representative of what's going on in the streets of America today.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate and sad because, you know, I didn't get a chance to see the body-worn camera footage. I'm not sure that they're going to even release it because it's probably so gruesome. It was said that she got shot in the neck twice, and that's a hard way to go. The two troubling things here is the violence against police that's running rampant in our country. A lot of it has to do with the rhetoric and the hatred that has been bestowed on police officers for no apparent reason. And then the second thing is, are police officers becoming more cowardice out of fear of getting in trouble when dealing with African-American people in this country? I mean, the two suspects were black. The two police officers were white. At some point during the altercation, they were chasing the female police officer through the hallway and ended up fatally shooting her with her own gun. And as a former police officer, it seems nearly impossible for that to happen unless you had your guard down and allow somebody to take advantage of you in most cases. I mean, this could be a case where they were overwhelmed from the beginning and she ended up losing her life in a miserable way. But I'm afraid that it could be a possibility where there's some fear of dealing with black people in this country out of fear of being attacked.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I would never doubt it. I think that it's very clear that if you're an officer and you shoot a white person, nobody says a word, the media won't say a word, but if you shoot a black person, your career could be over, your life could be in danger, you could be in prison, your kids will be beat up or killed at school, your house could be burned to the ground. It's crazy, because what if you shot a white person and the white person did not deserve it, but that doesn't make the headlines, and if you shoot a black person who was aiming a gun at you or trying to stab you or trying to grab your gun, I would call that justified shooting, and they're going to try and make out like it's racist just because the person's black. So it's very confusing. But, you know, hey, Brandon, we're at a confusing time in this country. Can you even imagine that if you're unvaccinated, they fire you from working at a hospital, and then the people who are still working there are vaccinated, but they're all sick. So now they're saying they can come back and work while they test positive for COVID. Rather than rehire the unvaccinated people who aren't sick, let's make the vaccinated people who are sick expose everyone in the hospital to COVID. It's pretty confusing stuff, isn't it?
Oh, I want to cuss to describe how I feel about all this. It is absolutely ridiculous. They have almost ruined our country over a big, fat lie and deception and anti-science rhetoric. There's no way in the world. I mean, half of the things we do in this country make no effing sense at all. You go to a restaurant, you got to wear a mask. You sit down, you don't have a mask on for 3 hours while you're in a restaurant, as if COVID is some type of smart virus where it can detect if you're standing up or sitting down. Then, like you said, people are losing their jobs. They were fighting and working hard and dying and getting exposed through the pandemic with no vaccine, no nothing. And all of a sudden they come out with an experimental drug that they're forcing people to take through coercion. Now they expect you to abide by it or get fired, or leave your job after being exposed. And like you said, I mean, we all know it's bullcrap. It's a therapeutic. It's not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic that mitigates, potentially mitigates whether or not you get as sick. But we're watching them fire people and then they come back because of money. Because of the rhetoric they push, now everybody's out because everybody's catching Omicron. And now they have to say, oh, the quarantine is 5 days now instead of 10. But what happened to the what's the difference between 5 days and 6 days? It's completely stupid. And I don't even know how we still falling for this crap in America today.
I've always laughed because you walk in a restaurant, right? Here's the thing. I'm a rule breaker, Brandon, so I kind of push things as far as I can. So I walk into every restaurant in Las Vegas without my mask on, and I leave the restaurants without my mask on, and I dare someone to say something to me, and just in case I don't want to get the restaurant in trouble, I carry the mask in my hand. Nobody's ever said a word to me, ever. So I've never worn a mask in a restaurant, and I've never worn a mask out of a restaurant, thank God, in Las Vegas. It would be very different in L.A. or New York, right? But my point is, what would be the difference? I'm walking by a table and six people are sitting at the table eating. Their masks are off. I'm walking by a foot ahead, you know, standing up, so I'm 2 feet higher than them. My mask is off. If my mask was on, I'd protect them. If my mask is off, I'm going to get them sick. When I sit down, I'll be sitting right next to them, and I'm going to immediately take my mask off anyway. We're all going to breathe the same air. What sense does any of this make?
Think about this. Just imagine if two married couples who don't live together, who come from different parts of the city, decide to merge together at a restaurant. You know, they both come in with masks on, they both sit down, and they could possibly expose each other. I mean, nobody's even paying attention to these things. And the funny thing is that they browbeat you, they hate you, they wish they could spit on you over not being vaccinated. And the crazy thing is that if you are vaccinated and you are wearing a mask, you should be protected from getting it, and technically you shouldn't spread it to me because you got that stupid thing on your face, according to what Dr. Fauci has said.
Well, not even that. Wait,
are you talking about me?
But, Brandon, if I'm unvaccinated and I'm unmasked, I shouldn't be able to spread it to you because you have that stupid thing on your face, and you've been vaccinated. A person has been vaccinated and is masked. If either of those works, let alone both of them, why would they worry whether I'm vaccinated or I'm masked? Because if the mask works and if the vaccine works, you don't have to worry about what I am, right? None of it makes any sense.
Right. Here's another thing, Wayne. I saw an idiot in the store the other day with two masks on. And then they looking at me like I got a piece of bacon on my forehead because I don't have a mask on. It's like, hey, dummy, you wearing a mask for me and you. So it's two of us and it's two masks available. The spit that come out of my mouth hit your first mask. You know, and whatever you hit your second mask. What are you even thinking at this point?
People are
not even listening to the science.
Well, when you see cars driving by and people have masks on, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But I had to walk into an office the other day, and it was a doctor's office. I was going for a checkup, and they wouldn't let me in without wearing a double mask. So they gave me two masks. Well, I'm telling you, do you hear me coughing? I have no cough. I'm not sick. There's nothing wrong with me. The minute I put on two masks, I can't breathe, and I start coughing. So now it sounds like I've got COVID, right? I can't breathe with two masks. I want to scream. All the girls in the office are wearing double masks. Folks, I don't know how these people are living. I don't know how their makeup gets on. I don't know how they don't have acne all over their face. I don't know how they have enough oxygen all day to breathe. I think they must go home and collapse in bed, and all of them are going to lose years on their life from a lack of oxygen. I feel so bad for these people. They're vaccinated, and now they're boosted, and they're wearing a mask all day at work. Some of them two masks all day at work. They're not going to live with this. This is going to kill their immune system without any question. Sad stuff.
100%, and I'm not here to laugh at anybody that's lost their life.
No, we don't want anyone to die.
But
nobody.
It's funny to me that people catch it. You know, it's funny. Two people that work for me, one was at an event with 10,000 people here, a turning point event here in Arizona. 10,000 people, not one person wore a mask. There was nobody tested. Nobody was probably vaccinated. Nobody got sick at that event. both of the people that work for me went back to these far left liberal places that have the craziest shutdowns on planet Earth. Other than
and they all
Australia.
Got sick, right?
And they both got sick with families. Well, at least one of them have a family where they didn't even want him to come if he wasn't vaccinated. And all of those vaxxed people got
sick. Well, all over the country. Everywhere I look, everyone I know is vaccinated. Everyone I talk to is vaccinated and has COVID right now. It's an epidemic, and I'm just telling you, I don't know if you know this, Brandon. The guy for the New York Times, Alex Berenson, who's their science and medical writer who left, I believe he got fired or forced out because he was too honest about COVID, and it was questioning the vaccines and the masks. He now just wrote that the statistics from Alberta, Canada, from a province of 4.4 million, prove that all the deaths, all the COVID cases, and all the hospitalizations grew dramatically after people got vaccinated. They have the exact days they got vaccinated and how quick they got sick out of that. They got COVID and wound up in the hospital with COVID and died with COVID. Dramatic rises matching the days they got vaccinated. The vaccine is killing the immune system, which causes you to get COVID. And no one wants to tell the truth and acknowledge this. Very strange. Very sad, very bizarre time in America's history. Brandon, don't go away. Music on, but I want to keep you for another segment. You available?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about Martin Luther King Day, which is Monday, and I want to get your take on what Martin Luther King would say about everything going on today and Democrats today. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, website TatumReport.com. We'll be right back. War.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Does your business spend $500?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas. Broadcast across these United States by USA Radio Network. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Their website's hero2020.com. A husband and wife were driving home from a dinner. While stopped at a light, they were surrounded by an angry mob. They forced open the driver's side door. They attempted to drag the husband from the car. He was probably going to be dead. What would happen to his wife after that? Really scary. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal, plus it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root for a special discount. Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, state law restrictions may apply. Speaking of heroes, we've got Brandon Tatum on our show, a former police officer from Tucson, Arizona, author of Beaten Black and Blue. His YouTube channel is The Officer Tatum, has 1.75 million subscribers. His website is TatumReport.com. Brandon Tatum, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Tell us what Martin Luther King, in your opinion, would think about what's going on today and what's going on with today's Democrats.
Well, you know, I may have a controversial opinion about this. I think that Martin Luther King was sliding on the scale of being a Marxist. However, during his speech, and I believe he believed this with his whole heart, that we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And Martin Luther King essentially would be rolling so fast in his grave that he'd probably catch on fire looking at Black Lives Matter and these other activists and Americans who are trying to reverse the things that they fought against. They want segregation now. They want to teach our children that there's an oppressor and the oppressed. It's saddening. And I think that I cannot wait to Martin Luther King Day so I can bash everybody that's not living up to the standards yet claim to celebrate his birthday or celebrate the movement that Martin Luther King put forth in his country.
Would Martin Luther King support abortion?
100% not, because he was a Christian man and a pastor, and he believed in God. He believed in the principles of God. And I think that's what made him successful. But he wouldn't believe in abortions. He wouldn't believe in I believe that he wouldn't believe in a lot of these things that they are pushing today that are counterproductive to Christianity.
Would he be upset with the anti-God left, the atheist left?
100%. I mean, because not only is the anti-God sentiment against what God has ordered in the Bible, but it's destroying the family. It's destroying society. It's really giving people this sense of freedom to hate one another without justification. And so I think that Martin Luther King would have been against that.
And would he support Trump's America First policies?
I would hope so. I would hope so. Like I said, I mean, people need to do a little more research on Martin Luther King, because he did flirt with Marxism to a certain degree. Some people believe that, you know, he was controlled opposition to a certain degree. I'm not going to make that claim. But I think that there was a twofold perception of Martin Luther King. And really get a chance to meet him. But I really would hope that he would push and support what Trump is trying to push forward in the America First movement.
I'll close this interview by talking a little bit about Joe Biden with you, because you know who John King is, CNN's John King, a big liberal defender of everything liberal, everything Democrat, everything Biden, everything Obama. And even CNN's John King said it is a very dark time right now for Joe Biden. And he was commenting on what they're calling on CNN, Biden's failed presidency. This is shocking. And I think there's a reason for all this, because I think they know, they've seen the polls, so they've got to throw Biden overboard. They've got to throw him out of the rowboat, yeah. Right? And they got to make sure they put someone else in. And I predicted Hillary Clinton about 3 months ago. I wrote Hillary Clinton's going to be their candidate for president, not Joe Biden and not Kamala Harris, because they're both so unpopular. I think I'm going to wind up right.
This would be a funny election year in 2024 if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton go head-to-head once again. I don't know for what reason she's still holding on for dear life to be the president when she's one of the most corrupt people in American history. And Joe Biden, he's brain dead. I don't understand how they even propped him up at the beginning. There's probably 10, 15 Democrats that could have been more believable as a winning candidate for the president of the United States. Kamala Harris, we all know she slept her way to the top, so she has no brain. She don't know what's going on. She haven't visited the border. She don't do nothing right but cackle and laugh like a retarded hyena. But I really do think the two of them are a disgrace to the United States of America. A person who was appointed because they hated Donald Trump. And I think it was some nefarious things done in the election. And then the other one, who was appointed because she was to be the representation of the black and brown body and not because of her merits. So I really do hope that America is waking up. A lot of people that I know are waking up. My best friend, he was a BLM guy, and me and him never talked politics, and we didn't want to get into a fight. But, you know, as of late, all he do is send me things about how the Democrats are failing America, how they're running this country bad
with COVID. It's good to hear. And I'm getting that from my friends, too. Everyone's seeing Biden as the biggest failure of all time. Sadly, they'll probably all vote for Hillary because they think she's a big improvement. Wayne Allyn Root, great to have Brandon Tatum on the show. Happy New Year, my friend. TatumReport.com is his website. Thank you, Brandon.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
93.